the number one word in worship is peace. And that's why people come to worship, to receive peace. Go to the historic liturgy, follow it. Peace is from beginning to end. That's what Jesus says when he stands before the disciples. Peace to this house. That's the new greeting of the kingdom. And that's what should happen when we come into worship. This is where we come home to be with God. This is where we have peace, the peace that passes all understanding. This is where we see Jesus for who he is and we receive his great gifts. My son-in-law is a pastor. My daughter is a parochial school teacher, and I have a granddaughter, Emma. They taught her this wonderful little litany. She's almost 3 years old, and you know, she was saying this when she was one. Emma, why do you go to church? And she would say, to see Jesus. And what do you get when you go to church? She would go, peace. And where is that peace? And she would say, body and blood. Now, she has a theology of worship that I wish seminarians had. Jesus, peace, in body and blood, as it says at the end of the reception of the Lord's Supper, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Go in peace. There's that peace, the peace of the Lord. That is what we get in worship.